staying on the Western Cape side of things, we're very happy to welcome back Bernard Hammond, Director of Communications for the Education Department. Let me get right to the point. Morning, Brona. We've got nervous parents. Last week, Thursday, I suppose, working day Friday, was the deadline for families to choose what school they would go to. And you had said that at that point, if people hadn't selected, the Western Cape Education Department would do so for them.
Yes. Good morning, Rafila. Yes, yeah. And Friday, well, on Saturday morning, just after midnight on Friday, we automated the process. So those that hadn't yet confirmed a place, the system would automate it and confirm it for them if they had a confirmed placement, and would also be done in order of preference if they had multiple confirmations. So this is obviously good news for those that are waiting on waiting list, because then now schools can now review their list and see how many places are available where there's been withdrawn applications because of multiple confirmations.
And Brona, now that the double parked parents, I'm guessing, have now been assigned one way or another, how many spaces has that freed up?
Well, I know that last week we had 14,000 cases in grade 1 and grade 8 where we had double parkers, and some of them were multiple parkers. So they would even free up even more spaces. So I think it's going to be a relief for many parents this week. And I think that we are appealing at least to schools to please prioritize that this week, so that they phone as many parents as possible to try and and just tell them, look, we've got a place in your school, are you still interested in it? And that's what we want to see is happen this week as far as possible.
Sorry, Brona. So we haven't eliminated the overlap yet?
No. Okay. So this week is the critical week, okay. Because now this morning our head of department wrote to all schools last week saying to them, please on Monday morning look at your list and you will now be able to see, okay, 7 children are now withdrawn from your school because they have been confirmed at another school. So now they know that they've got 7 places available that they can now phone those parents that are on their waiting list. Some of those parents that are on their waiting list may be already confirmed at another school, and they might not need to decline at that other school because they would prefer this school. So it is a bit of a puzzle piece that needs to be put together, but it is something that is, at least now there will be a bit more momentum now because we are waiting for that 3-week period to end.
Just so I can get a sense, did you have a percentage sense of how large the overlap proportion was? So in other words, if I'm listening now and my kid got into none, am I hoping that there's going to be sort of 30% capacity that's released now, let's say?
That information I haven't yet received. I do know that there were 45,000 confirmations on Friday, Saturday morning, in terms of learners that were confirmed. That's across all grades. As I said, you know, there's 14,000 in grade 1 and 8 that had had multiple confirmations, and that number could be even larger. But I think we need to just review the stats this morning ourselves to see that overlap.
All right. Well, glad to know that the process is underway. What's the best way for me to do this? I'm going to be reticent to hang back if I'm a parent, right? So I'm probably going to start. And unfortunately, the schools are going to get inundated. It's a fight, apparently. So do I go back to where I had applied and just keep sort of prompting them to update us on the spaces?
I think it requires patience from both sides, both the admissions team, the schools, and the parents. And I think yes, of course. Understandably, now today, you know that your child hasn't been confirmed in the school, and you've got school A that you really want your child to be at, and you are hopeful that there's been some withdrawals at that school. So yes, some parents can contact those schools and just say, hey, Ramana, I'm still very interested. We still haven't got a place. And sometimes, you know, that could, you know, provide an answer there and then. But then also just understand that the schools will be getting those updated lists this morning. We have asked them to take time out this morning to review those lists. And they've also got a waiting list. They've also got those that maybe, it could be an order of preference. It could be an order of numbers, you know, in terms of who gets selected first. You know, someone that might have applied late could be on another list. However they do that process. They need to then look at that list and then start phoning those parents immediately. The problem now is that school holidays are just on Friday. And then when that school holiday comes, there's going to be no opportunity for schools then to phone parents or for even us to intervene with schools to say, look, we can see you've got three spaces there. You know, how are you filling them? Because the schools are closed. So that's, I think this week is critical. And we just hope that those parents, please answer your phone. Please make a decision. You know, help us also by making those choices quickly so that we can then move on to another child that also has not got a place.
All right. Thank you so much, Brenna Hammond. Director of Communications for the Western Cape Education Department, have you made your choices? If you're a parent that's got multiple acceptances whose child has got multiple acceptances, and have you heard anything from the school you were hoping for if you're a parent who was waiting for a space to open up?